Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 6, 1953, and the title is Law of 44. Let's get into it.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Law of the 44. Flash Curran, owner of the Bar Z Ranch, was a mean, disagreeable, gunslinging hombre. He was the type of man who rode roughshod over all opposition. And because thus far in his section of the Old West he had met with little opposition, his confidence in his own powers was unlimited. As our story opens, Curran and his foreman, Slim Duggan, are riding to the neighboring Circle X, recently purchased by one Arthur Hale.
So, you're going to ask the girl to go to the dance with you, hey, Flash?
No, I ain't going to ask her, Slim. I'm going to tell her she's going with me.
You met her yet?
No, but I seen her in town with her father. She's a mighty pretty girl, Slim.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Ooh, nothing, Flash.
Come on out with it. You're figuring she'll turn me down, huh?
Well, she and her father are giving the dance, ain't they? To kind of get acquainted with the neighbors?
That's right. They're giving it in the new feed barn Hale's built on the north end of his range.
Well, since they're giving the dance, she's probably already asked somebody to go with her.
Such as who?
Well, there's some talk around it'll be the Cisco Kid. I understand he's riding here for that dance.
Yeah, I heard that myself, but it better not be the Cisco Kid or anybody else. Here we are.
Yeah, there's Miss Julia sitting out on the porch with her father.
Whoa!
Hold on, hold on.
Howdy, Hale.
Howdy.
Good morning, Byrne.
And howdy, Miss Julie.
Good morning.
Come up and sit down with her.
I can't stop. Just called by to see your daughter, Hale.
Yes?
I'll call around for you about 8 o'clock tonight, Miss Julie.
You what? Call around for me?
Yeah, I'm figuring on taking you to the dance with me.
Oh, you are? Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Curran. But I'm not figuring on going to the dance with you.
Maybe you're going with the Cisco Kid.
Who I'm going with is my own business.
Seems to me you're a little out of order here, Curran.
Think so? Well, let me tell you something. The both of you. I run things in this territory. Either you go to that dance with me, Miss Julie, or there won't be no dance.
Well, of all the hate...
That's about enough, Curran. We don't like threats. Now get out of here and stay up.
You're asking for trouble, Hale, and you're asking the right man. Come on, Slim.
Right here. Get out. Get out.
Well, can you imagine that, Dad?
I'm beginning to think all the things I've heard about that hombre Curran are true. Also, I'm beginning to understand why we bought this bread for such a low figure. The other owners were glad to sell out and get away from him.
Well,
But Cisco and Pancho not can dance.
Just because we are going to the senorita's dance, Pancho, does not mean you will have to dance.
And Pancho try to dance just once, Cisco. And Pancho go to a dance and try to dance the fling something.
Fling?
The fling. And Pancho not remember what they fling.
Oh, you mean the Highland fling, amigo.
The Highland fling. So Big Fat Pancho try to jump all over the place, and Big Fat Pancho go right down to the dance floor.
Well, you can watch this dance, Pancho. But Senor Hale wrote and asked us to be his guest, so we will go to the dance.
No more fling dance for Pancho. Chico, he come riding.
Oh, see, Pancho. Then let's draw aside and give them half the trail. Over the apple, come on.
Logo, half the trail.
Oh, over the apple, Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, senores.
You look like you might be the Cisco Kid, stranger.
Si, that is right, senor. I am the Cisco Kid.
Oh, I thought so. So you think you're going to a dance tonight, huh?
Pancho, not like the way this hombre talks, Cisco.
Do not care for it myself, amigo. Si, I plan to go to a dance. Have you any objections?
I sure have. You ain't welcome in this territory, Cisco. You may as well turn your horses around and get out of it.
Let us ride on, Pancho. We have talked enough with this hombre.
Wait a minute. I ain't through talking yet. Block the trail, Slim.
Yep.
Either you get out of the way, hombre, or I'll ride through you. And make no mistake, this horse of mine can do it.
You'll wait till I'm ready to let you through.
Pump your rap! There, next time, hombre, get out of my way.
How'd you like to get knocked off your horse, hombre?
Come, Pancho. Pump your rap.
By thunder, I got a great mind to gun them buzzards down.
No, easy, Flash. I say that Cisco kid's a streak of lightning with a gun.
Here. I'll help you up. Knock me off my horse, will he? I'm going to tell you something, Slim. When I get through, there won't only be no dance. There won't be no Cisco. Come on, let's go get the boys.
Here's the hay of speed barn, boys.
Whoa!
Oh, hold that.
Bring along them shovels.
All right.
There's Tatum standing in the doorway, Flash. He's Hale's foreman.
I'll take care of him. Come on.
All right, that's close enough, Kern. What you fixing to do with them shovels?
That's my business, Tatum. Get out of that doorway.
I'm plumb comfortable where I am.
I'm warning you, cowpoke, to move.
I'm staying right here.
Suit yourself.
You got Flash, he's going to draw.
You bet I'm going to draw.
You sure plugged him, Flash.
That's just what I meant to do. A couple of you boys, drag him on side. Slim, you come into the barn with me.
You got this barn decorated real pretty, ain't you?
Yeah, but it won't be so pretty when we get through with it. Get the boys busy ripping down all them decorations, Slim. After that, have them shovel dirt onto this floor. Have them covered with dirt. Then have them haul water from the well. Soak down the dirt.
Sure will make it a mess, Flash.
That's what I want it to be. Then we'll ride back to the spread and wait. I got another little plan in case Hale tries to do something about this.
You think that current person could be decent, Cisco? Told me if I didn't go to the dance with him, there wouldn't be any dance.
Some hombres are like that, senorita. But very few, I'm glad to say.
Pancho, think that hombre got bad manners, no?
He hasn't got any manners at all, Pancho.
Hey, no manners at all.
In view of his threat, it is well we are riding to look at your barn, Senor Hale.
That's a good idea, Cisco.
Tell me something about this current hombre, senor.
Well, I don't know much about him.
I know all I want to know about him.
Bad hombre.
I heard he served a jail term for rustling cattle some years ago, then came back and killed off the owner of the Bar Z. Curran was foreman before he went to jail and took over as owner.
Is there any proof he killed the owner?
Apparently not, Cisco. But the way he's starting in with us, looks like he meant to take over the Circle X, too.
Cisco not let him do this, senor. Cisco knock him down, then Pancho dance the fling all over him.
That's the what, Pancho?
He means the Highland fling, senorita.
That's not a bad idea, Pancho. I'm in favor of it.
Pancho make that hombre go, oop, oop.
I'll bet. Here's the barn, Cisco.
Whoa, boy. Oh, logo, dance the fling now. Come on.
Is that one of your men, Senor Hale?
Where?
Lying over there to the right of the barn.
Yes, that's Tatum.
Taking a siesta.
I do not think he is, senorita. That man is hurt.
Yes, he lay there crumbled up, no?
By God, he's been shot.
Oh, no.
I will have a look at him.
He dead, Cisco?
No, he's not dead.
fact, he's coming to right now.
I'll get some water from the well.
Can't you help you, senor?
Looks like a bad wound, Cisco.
I think it is just a flesh wound, senor. Not too serious.
It's
all right, Tatum. Lie still.
Oh, hello, boss. I couldn't keep him out.
Couldn't keep who out? Where?
Kern, the coyote. He shot me down.
In the water, Cisco.
I'll attend to that wound, Cisco.
I think you and I had better take a look inside that barn, Senor Hale.
Yeah. Well, that low-down scoundrel. All the decorations down.
Say, and your floor covered with mud. Senor Hale, this calls for a showdown at once. Point out the trail that leads to Curran's rancho, and Pancho and I will ride there pronto. Pancho, that is one of the meanest tricks I ever heard of, spoiling the floor for dancing like that.
Si, Cisco, and the senorita not have the dance now, no?
She is going to have the dance anyway, amigo. Uh-huh. We are going to do all we can to help her have the dance. Here's the Barzi Rancho.
Pancho, see that corn hombre by the corral.
Up there, car.
Up, go, go now, go.
Do not know what is going to happen, Pancho. But if any shooting starts, get into that little shed at the end of the corral.
Hey, into the shed. Wood shed, Cisco.
Now keep your eyes open, amigo.
Si, Cisco.
Oh, there. Ho, ho.
Oh, no, keep your eyes open now.
You're looking for somebody, Cisco?
Si, hombre. I'm looking for you.
And Cisco finds you too, hombre.
I understand you paid a visit to Senor Hale's new barn.
Oh, did I? I don't remember. You, Slim? My memory's got powerful bad all of a sudden, Flash.
Then let me refresh your memory a little. The floor of that barn is now covered with mud.
No. Now, ain't that a shame?
And you and your hombres are going to clean up that mud, Curran. Every bit of it.
He sure got a sense of humor, ain't he, Flash?
Yeah.
Now, I'll talk, Cisco. I figured you and this sidewinder might be fools enough to pay me a call, so I'm all ready for you. Look over towards the bunkhouse.
Cisco, hombres got the rifles aimed.
Look towards the house.
More hombres, more rifles.
And you say we're going to clean up that mud.
That is exactly what I say. You will give orders to those hombres to drop those rifles, Cutter, now.
Oh, drawing on me, huh?
Say, I'm also watching you, hombre. Quickly, Cutter, give that order.
He gets white in the face now, Cisco.
Quickly.
I guess I got no choice. Easy on that trigger, Cisco. All right, boys, drop the...
Mater mia! Cisco, go down! Cisco, go down! Drag Cisco into the shed!
Open up on the boys!
Do not open up, hombre! Pancho, throw rocks at you!
Ow! Thanks,
mate! Bullets come close! Pancho, throw more rocks! Nacho, throw the gun, hombre! Make two hombres run with it! More rocks!
Yeah, boys! Ow!
Now, Pancho, drag Cisco into the shed! Almost there, Cisco! Almost there! Now we in the shed. Oh, Cisco, they shoot you. But you dead, no? Not that bad, you dead, Cisco. Not that bad, you dead.
And this time it looks as if Cisco and Pancho are really in serious trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Law of the 44. When Cisco found that the floor of a new barn where Julie Hale was to give a dance that night had been covered with mud, he and Pancho at once rode to the neighboring ranch of Flash Curran, one-time convict. But Curran was ready for them. His men opened fire with rifles. Cisco was hit, and the frantic Pancho dragged Cisco into a little woodshed. Now...
Cisco! Cisco! Oh. Cisco, tell Pancho if you're dead.
Oh, my head. I got hit.
Oh. Let him have it, boys. Riddle that shed.
Hey, Cisco, not dead. Cisco, not dead. And Pancho, see, the bullet's just gray, Cisco.
All right, now, Pancho. Come here, down, Pancho. Down flat.
See, see, see.
It's a good thing these fireworks can stop those bullets. You stay here, Pancho.
Where's Cisco go?
He's going to crawl to the door to let them know we are still alive.
Not get shot again, Cisco.
I have no intention of getting shot.
Keep pouring it in, boys. I don't want either of them to come out of there alive.
We'll see about that, hombre.
Meanwhile, I will lift off your sombrero with a bullet.
Ow! Great God!
Run for shelter, you buzzard!
He run like a scared rabbit, Cisco.
Pancho, I just told you to stay where you were.
Pancho, you have to come see.
Get back behind that woodpile, Cisco.
Cisco, come back too.
Say, Pancho, those rifle bullets have made holes in the sides of the shed. Keep watch through those. Here, reload this gun of mine, Pancho, while I keep the other gun ready.
See, Cisco, how we get out of here, huh?
The moment, Chico, I do not know.
Hey, you, Cisco, come out with your hands up.
Suppose you come and get us out, Cutter.
I don't have to. My boy's got you pinned down. But either you come out like I said, or I'm going to pay a little visit to your friends, the Hales.
Santo, is Cisco think you mean the senor and the senorita?
Not put it past him, Pancho.
Oh.
But if we come out with our hands up, he would shoot us down in a minute and then go after our friends.
Well, what about it?
We'll stay right here for now, Aubrey. But I warn you, if you harm Senor Hale or his daughter, you'll be sorry for the rest of your life.
But not on account of you, Cisco, because you're never leaving this place alive. Slim, you stay here with four of the boys. I'm taking the rest with me.
Cisco, we gotta get out of here from here. He heard the senior and the senorita Hale, no?
Oh, if only that fool had not pulled the trigger of that rifle just as Kern ordered them to put down their guns. But he did pull the trigger.
Not no sheriff around this place, Cisco.
Apparently not, Pancho. For all I can see, the only law in this territory is the law of the 44.
Bullets slammed right through the shed, Cisco. Those hombres not let us get out, huh?
Not if they can help it. We will try to think of something they cannot help.
Pancho got an idea, Cisco.
What is it?
Cisco whistle for our horses. And our horses come for us to the door of the shed.
Then those banditos would shoot down our horses. No, we cannot do that, Pancho.
We not run out either, Cisco. Banditos on each side of the woodshed. Huh? What's that noise? What's that noise, huh?
Sounds to me like an arrow coming into the shingles of the roof.
Why, they shoot arrows. They got rifles. Bullets better than arrows.
I will take a look through that bullet hole.
We sure got you now, Cisco.
Mother mia, Pancho. They are shooting flaming arrows into the roof. They're going to burn us out.
They burned down their own shed. Pancho not cares.
We are not going to be burned down with it. There is only one thing left for us to do, amigo.
What, Cisco? What?
Run for our horses.
Shed begin to burn, Cisco. Pancho smell the smoke.
You better come out, Cisco, unless you want to sizzle.
When I give the word, start running, Pancho.
Pancho not run very good, Cisco. Pancho not like to run.
You had better run this time, Chico, and run for all you are worth. I'll shoot back at those hombres to cover you. There's another arrow. Get ready now. Run! Come on!
There you go!
There you go!
There, you're clear, Cisco. Pancho, run. Run for all he wants, Cisco. But Pancho not did anywhere.
Come on, run.
Bullets by Pancho and he is, Cisco.
Keep going, Pancho. You're getting away from him. Diablo!
Logo!
Bueno, Diablo, bueno.
Bueno, Logo.
Is it out?
Oh, Dad, we'll never get this barn cleaned out in time. All the sticky mud. We'd better just make a sign saying the dance has been called off.
Guess you're right, Julie, but I hate to give that skunk Curran the satisfaction. This is hard work.
I guess I can give you a hand and do some shoveling, Mr. Hale.
No, you take it easy, Tatum.
You shouldn't even be here. You should be back at the ranch in bed, Tatum.
I'm pretty hard to kill, Miss Julie. But speaking of that, I wish you'd let me call Eddie and Pete off the range, Mr. Hale. I sure would admire to pay a call on Mr. Curran.
You stay away from there. Let's not have any more trouble with him than we can help.
You're going to have lots more trouble, and you can't help it. I know that, hombre.
I think Cisco will take care of him.
Cisco can't do much against a dozen men.
By the way, where is Cisco? He's been gone an awfully long time. I'm beginning to worry about him.
That's one reason why the boys and I better ride over there.
Well, say, who are these men coming?
That's Kern again with some of his riders.
Oh, dear, won't he let us alone?
Whoa! You stay in here, Julie. I'll go see what he wants.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
What are you back here for, Curran?
Just to tell you, I didn't like your sending Cisco over to call on me, Hale. And if you resent my saying that, maybe I'd like to shoot it out with me right now.
No, Dad, no. You get out of here, Curran. This is our land. You're trespassing. Now get out.
You change your mind about going to your dance with me, Miss Julie?
I wouldn't go to any dance with you if you were the last man on earth.
Regular little spitfire, ain't you? All right.
Come out here, the three of you. You too, Tatum. You're coming with us after we burn down this here building.
No, he ain't burning down this building, Kern. Not while I'm wearing these guns. Oh, that reminds me. I owe you a couple of bullets.
Look out, Flash.
Tatum, no!
No,
don't!
No.
Hey, what's your idea?
Missed him, by thunder. Back inside, boss. Miss Julie, quick.
I wish you hadn't done that, Tatum.
I wish I hadn't either. Missed him, I mean. Guess I'm a little shaky.
Now they'll come in here after us.
No, I don't figure they will, Miss Julie. First man that comes through that door gets plugged, and none of them's hankering to be first. But we gotta watch close, or that devil Kern will fire this barn.
Right to the barn, where she's going.
Hey, that is where Senor Hale and Senor Ito will be. Trying to clean out that mud. Hey, listen, Pancho, gunshots.
Easy, Cisco.
Ho, ho, ho.
More gunshots, Cisco.
Hey, come on, Pancho. Up, Tiara.
Yeah. Go. They tried to kill Senor Hale, no?
That may be it, Pancho. There's just one thing I want to do, and that is to get my hands on that Kern over here. This is near enough, Pancho. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho.
We can see the top of this bluff, what is going on.
Marshal, I can get his feet and that Kern coyote, Cisco.
Look down there, Pancho.
Where?
Kern's hombres have surrounded the barn.
Oh.
He's preparing some of those arrows. Nah. Set fire to them and shoot them into the roof. Come on. Down the bank, Pancho. It's the quickest way. This cowardly buzzard skulking back among the trees. This time, Pancho, we must get him. All right, now make no noise.
Pancho, not make no noise, Cisco.
You sure better come out of there, Hale. I'll give you till I count three.
And I will give you till I count one, hombre. Hey, what? Get your hands up high.
Oh. Well, you don't need to jam that gun clear through me, Cisco.
This time there'll be no doubt. Take his guns, Pancho.
Hey, Cisco. How'd you get the gun?
Now, order your coyotes to stop firing, Curran. And make sure they hear you.
All right, boys, hold your fire.
Tell them to throw down their guns and back away from them.
They won't do that, Cisco.
Do as I tell you. Would not take much for me to pull this trigger.
All right.
Throw down your guns.
Throw down those guns if you want this hombre to live. This time, I will count to three. One.
Throw them down, boys, for the love of...
Two.
Hey, throw down the guns, Cisco.
Bueno. Now, back away from them. 10 paces. Quickly, all of you. Senor Hale, Senorita, are you all right?
Thank you, Cisco.
Si.
No, we're all right.
Come out, if you will.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, this is nice work.
Looks like you rounded up some mavericks, Cisco.
Si, Senor Tatum. There are more back at this hombre's rancho, but we will attend to them later. Right now, will you kindly pick up all those guns?
With pleasure.
Pancho helped you. With pleasure.
Same here.
All right, Cisco, you win this time. We'll ride on home.
Not for some time, Curran. There's a little matter of the mud on that barn floor. You and your hombres are to clean that floor and put up all the decorations again.
Not by a jugful, we won't.
Senorita, perhaps you had better turn your back. Now, Kern, are you going to clean that floor?
No, by thunder, I ain't.
You want to fight instead, eh? Very well.
I can lick any man in this territory.
You have your chance, Kern,
and that goes for you.
You will get nowhere with that kind of fighting, hombre.
One in the jaw, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Two in the bread basket, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Now one big one in the jaw.
Hey, Pancho, as you will.
For you, Cisco, that serves him right.
How do you feel about cleaning that floor now, hombre?
No, I won't. Watch him, Cisco. He's running away.
And Pancho, stick out his foot. Now, Pancho, show you how he dances the Highland flings. Like this. And like this.
Get off of me, you lumping lummox.
Hey, that is enough, Pancho. Well, do you want to fight some more, hombre?
No. I got enough, Cisco. Come on, boys. We got a job to do. Let's get it over with.
Ah, your dance is a great success, Señorita.
Oh, Cisco, I'm just as happy as I can be. This is wonderful. But are you sure Kern and his men won't come here?
I doubt if the territorial marshal will let them out of jail to attend, Señorita.
But I mean, he might not find cause to keep them there.
He will keep them there, have no fear. Kern is charged with the attempted murder of Tatum. Also, the marshal is going to investigate further the death of the foreigner Omar of the Barzi Rancho.
Well, good.
But even if the marshal should let that gang go later, they will leave this part of the country or be laughed out of the country. Ridicule is a powerful weapon, Señorita.
Kitchen waters on the floor, boys. All aboard for the Barzi family.
What can I do to show you how grateful I am, Cisco?
There's one very big favor I'm going to ask, Señorita.
What is it?
Going to ask the favor of this dance.
Oh. The pleasure is mine.
My arm, senorita.
Thank you, Cisco.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Good dance, Cisco.
Si, it was a very fine dance, amigo.
But I did not see you around.
Oh, Pancho around, Cisco. Pancho outside talking with the señores.
Oh? What were you talking about, Pancho?
Oh, we talk what do you call it, Cisco?
Politics?
Si, politics.
But what do you know about politics, Chico?
Pancho know about politics, Cisco. Pancho used to be in politics.
Oh, I did not know that, Pancho.
Oh, si, si. Pancho used to be a dog catcher in Pancho's hometown.
A dog catcher?
Dog catcher.
Oh.
A little town, one dog.
One dog?
See, and Pancho keep the job a long, long time, Cisco. And then Pancho, he lose his job.
Oh, someone else was giving the job,
no,
amigo,
no, 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 Cisco. Pancho not lose the job that way.
Well, then tell me, Pancho, how did you lose the job?
And Pancho finally catch the dog.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Diablo.
Diablo, go, go,
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.